Let's pray together. Ali? Channel 1? Thank you.
Let's pray together. We thank you, God, that you're always sending the fire of your Spirit. And we really don't need to ask for it, just to desire it. So send your Spirit and anoint our listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just begin with a quotation from the General Assembly, which of course I was at all week as a virtual commissioner. I wasn't there in person, but one of the things the General Assembly said is, as we plant now, we have confidence that with God's help, it will bear fruit in the future, just as a farmer plants in the spring, trusting that the harvest will come in the autumn, as we plant now. So we're thinking today about what it means to serve in the Spirit, and what do we plant what do we leave, if you like, as a footprint, and how do we serve in the power of the Holy Spirit? We read in the book of Acts that the early followers of the way of Jesus met regularly in prayer. And last night there was a group of us here meeting in prayer, a group that meets regularly in prayer. So, well done to those who continue to meet regularly in prayer, but even when it doesn't feel like it, you know, sometimes you get to a Monday night and you think, oh, I've really got to gird up my loins to get to the prayer meeting. And sometimes it does feel like that. And I'm sure it felt like that in that very first Pentecost, because it was in the course of their ordinary going about their meeting regularly in prayer that the Holy Spirit came and bewildered them. So much so that they then looked around and said, how can this be? What is happening? Had they not been meeting in prayer, would that not have happened? Probably it would not have happened. So sometimes the way of Jesus, as it was called in the beginning before we called it Christianity, the way of Jesus, is putting one foot in front of the other and keeping going and keeping going and keeping going and waiting for God's Spirit to make a difference. Anyway, there they were, that first early group of followers of the way. And we can learn from that. We can learn that prayer might just be a necessary precursor to the coming of the Spirit. Bearing in mind always that the Spirit blows where she wishes, or he wishes, or it wishes. It's not in our gifts to control the Spirit, it's pure grace. We see that this prayer meeting, this early prayer meeting, was violently interrupted by the coming of the God in the person of the Holy Spirit, the source of all power necessary for guidance and the kind of life in abundance that Jesus lived. The source of life has been there from the very beginning, the Spirit hovering over the waters. In the very beginning, when the earth was void and empty, bringing life to bear. And now the same Spirit speaks in every language as it did in that early prayer meeting, so that every single person can hear in a voice they understand. The Spirit speaks in every language and in every way, so that everyone can hear in a voice that they understand. In a moment, we're going to hear about the Hub, the Community Listening Project, a kind of new voice for people to hear God and become part of the church and Christ's body. It's a ministry, but it's also a new way of speaking so that everyone can hear. If we look back at the Hebrew prophets of old, for example, in Joel, which Andrew read, Joel had spoken about the coming of the Spirit centuries before Jesus came. In these last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I will pour out my Spirit upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. I wonder if it's a sign of getting older that you see less visions and you dream more dreams. Your old men will dream dreams. I must be old because I'm beginning to dream dreams. So I know that I've crossed that threshold from young to old. But this the prophets had spoken about this way before Jesus. And the promises that God would send the Spirit upon all people. All people, not just a holy few, but all people. That means that the Spirit might be at work, will be at work in places that we didn't anticipate or expect or realise or just expect to be. And sometimes that is outside the visible church. And somebody has written a book about the invisible church, which is all about that. It's all about the move of the Spirit outside of the church. Let's not think that we have sole domain of the Spirit, because remember, the Spirit blows where he, she, it wishes. But God has given us all the Spirit as the means by which we can speak in the different languages that we need to speak in this increasingly secular day and age. God has given us that Spirit for a reason, in order that we can speak in different languages so that we can be heard and communicate with others, all people. Jesus told his disciples that though he would not be with them, that the Spirit would come to them. The Spirit that Jesus had lived by, led by, who would guide them and teach them truth and share with them the very things that Jesus would say. The words of Jesus given to us are here to guide us and to transform us into the kind of lives God wants for us. With the Spirit's help, we can try to walk in step with God's ways, even though we stumble often. And we can aim to be in tune with the Spirit, even though there are times we switch off or deliberately tune in to a different channel. Since the beginning of time, God's Spirit has sought to be our guide, often through the words of prophets like Joel. God, through the prophet Joel, proclaims in a time of drought that once more the rains will come. Once more, in the gracious giving of God, the land will be refreshed. Chapter 2 in Joel has the stirring words, "Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem, rejoice in the Lord your God, for the rains he sends are an expression of his grace." Once more the autumn rains will come, as well as the rains of spring. The threshing floors will again be piled high with grain, and the presses will overflow with wine and olive oil. The Lord says, "I will give you back what you lost, and I will pour out my Spirit on all people." What a promise for God to make to his people. "I will give you back what you lost. I will give you back the years lost when you were in the wilderness. I will give you back the wasted years. I will give you back the blessings you spurned when you went your own way. I will give you back growth that was lost when people turned away from me and turned away from church membership and church started to decline and people stopped hearing the call into ministry." Much of which was explored once again this week at the General Assembly. But God's promises that "I will give you back what you lost." The Spirit of God has the power and the desire to give back, to transform, to reconcile, to repair, to challenge in new ways, to enliven, to refresh, just like rains on a parched earth. There are so many ways in which the Spirit will speak to us as individuals and together as one body about what matters to God, about what's good and pure and worth giving one's life to, the things that bring peace and joy to all humanity, and all of it done in a spirit of love. One of the main ways that we as a church are embracing this life in the Spirit is through the ministry of the Hub. Here is an opportunity for us to support this work of the Spirit through the giving of our time, our prayer, our talents, or even our money. And Elizabeth is going to come and speak a little bit more about the project.
Morning, everybody. So the Community Listening Project is really thriving, but our one issue and great burden is funding. I recognise God's hand in this project, and I know that many of you hold the project and me in prayer, which is crucial, and I thank you for that. If this is not of God's Spirit, it will not succeed. And that's okay. But we need to do our best until God shows us otherwise. And I believe that God is guiding it and has plans for it. Within the project, we now have the hub, the one-to-one listening sessions, support groups, and school links. Jesus instructs us to do to others as you would have them do to you. That is care in action. And that is a thread that runs through all areas of the listening project. Jesus was a people person. He listened to others. He came alongside others. He cared for others. And he served others. This all happens in the various initiatives of the project. Whether it's in the one-to-one sessions and the listening that takes place, the coming alongside other people at the hub to share company and food. And that's not just the volunteers that do that. Perhaps they're the ones that are physically serving the food. But all our guests come ready to share and give company to each other. It's hard to put into words how precious this time is. I'm very lucky that I can be there all the time, seeing people coming and going. The smiles as people greet one another is something very special. The support groups are something that a lot of people have commented positively on. And we need to be present and available to people, helping them to learn that this is a safe project and that it's there to help. Help through building bridges and promoting encouragement within our community. The links with the schools is absolutely priceless. There can be real barriers about people accessing projects, needing to talk or feeling lonely. Through working with the schools, we are introducing our youngsters to the positive impact that projects like this can have on people's lives, and how crucial it is to listen to people and encourage people. The children are really amazing and get involved when they visit us. And this will help as they go home and tell their parents and learn more about this community initiative. People will perhaps be a bit anxious or overwhelmed about coming on their own. But I love this quote on the wall. Strangers are just friends that we don't know yet. And that's what happens at the hub. People are not strangers for long. I've made a wee video presentation made up of some photos, and it might or it might not work. The music wasn't working till earlier, but watch this just to try and get a wee taster of the project as a whole.
Sisters, peace of it, let me be at home.
start that funding is our main burden and one issue. But why is that a problem? Funders are really happy to fund a hub, to fund food or outreach events, even to fund listening training. But none of them are happy to support salary costs, and that is not just for our project. Without a project coordinator, whether that's me or somebody else, then this project cannot continue. We have a team of 20 volunteers, as you've seen in the photos there. Half of them are from the church and half are from the community, which is a great position for a community project to be in. Each one of them is committed, hardworking, friendly and efficient. But all teams need coordinated, and that's where my role comes in. I'm contracted for 20 hours a week, and believe me, I need those 20 hours to try to do this project justice. It's fantastic to have our website live, to have an article going out in the Connect directory, and a Facebook page that is well used. We're setting up a Community Just Giving page to encourage the community to be a part of the running of this project. And today we're launching a Share to Care initiative, and that can be your chance to support the project through a standing order, which Alistair will explain in a wee while. I'm going to finish, but I want to leave you with my heartfelt assurance that I truly believe God has called me to this job. I see a future in the project and all it provides for so many people. It's had its trials, but didn't God tell us in John 16, "In this world you will have trouble"? But it goes on to say, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." On this Pentecost Sunday, we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate God with us, the assurance of the Trinity being our guide. Like I said at the start, if this is not God's will, then it will not work. But we need to step out in faith and trust His guiding, His equipping of us to be friends, neighbours and a community who can show others that we care, show others that we are encouragers, and as Colin Mackay said, show others Christianity with its sleeves rolled up. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Yes, Elizabeth mentioned that I would just say something about how we can support financially. Our Treasurer Robert has some standing order mandate forms if you want to fill out a standing order form to support the project. That would be great. And also today you're invited to lunch across in the hall, which will be provided for by the hub. And again, there'll be an opportunity there to pledge your support. I know so many of you are already supporting, so don't feel that you need to do even necessarily more. But the trustees a while ago stepped out in faith, if you like, to underwrite the costs of employing a project coordinator for 2 years for this project. And so we believe it's important, and we believe that God will provide all that needs to be provided for us to grow through this project. But you will have your opportunity to do so. So please speak to Robert if you'd like a paper copy of a standing order mandate, and if you could support in other ways, then please speak to Robert or Elizabeth. So let's pray for the ministry, which is the hub. Father God, we give you thanks for the enlivening of the Spirit that comes to each one of us and inspires us to serve and to give of ourselves in order to grow your kingdom. Thank you that Elizabeth has been called and inspired to serve in this way, along with so many others that she has involved in this project. And now we're all invited to be part of it, whether through our prayers or through other support ways. Lord, what matters is that this is of your Spirit, as Elizabeth prayed. And we did pray that your Spirit will guide each of us to show how that we can serve you through this ministry and other ways. To the glory of your name we pray. Amen. So we'll sing An Army of Ordinary People. Thank you.